Hello, everyone, and welcome or welcome back to a new episode of I'll Be Your Sister, a weekly podcast hosted by me, Ellie Zeiler, where I give you all the sisterly advice you could ever need. Guys, episode 2, we are back. I am so excited and just really, I can't get over like the difference between last time I was filming all of these episodes versus now. Is I feel like last time I would have so much anxiety before filming the podcast, and now it's like I'm bursting with, and not even energy, just like advice that I feel like I'm so excited to give you guys. I'm especially excited about this episode because today we are going through my personal breakup guide. I'm going to talk all about my recent breakup, how I got through it, and steps that you guys can take to get over a breakup, because trust me, they are so hard. At this point, I've been through 2 breakups, and I have talked to countless of my friends, watched countless TikToks and videos about breakups, and I think that like we have a pretty universal experience with how breakups happen and how we mourn them, how we get through them, how we dig a grave for the person and then bury the feelings and ultimately move on. And I think like I am really excited to talk about this episode and topic today because I just went through a breakup 4 or 5 months ago. And I think I got to a point where I have officially been able to move on from that person and not feel icky thinking about them anymore. And I think like I've really gotten through the whole breakup experience. And I think like it's fresh enough to where I can give you guys good, valid tips on it, but also show you guys that you really, really can get through it. I never thought that I could get to the point after this past breakup to be able to do things like the things that I'm going to list right now. For example, see a picture of him and not have my heart drop, see new girls follow him on Instagram and again, not have my heart drop, think of him at a meal and not want to eat anymore. Like I really struggled with that one, where even that, like eating, but also being with friends and being with family and being with people, my mind would drift off and think about like literally reliving every single part of our relationship. And again, just like having that heart sinking feeling of like your heart dropping after a breakup. I don't know. I feel like most of us can relate to that feeling of just like anxiety and your stomach hurts and you just think back to like little memories as you're reliving your life. I even remember in this past breakup, like driving down a street a week later, and it was the same street that we were in the car when he asked me to be his girlfriend, and like literally I just started bawling my eyes out, which in the moment I thought was very weak of me, but in hindsight I think like it was very strong of me to actually relive all of these moments, especially because just a little background on, again, me and my personal experiences in my breakups. I have gone through, again, 2 very different breakups in my life. The first one is when I was a little bit younger. The relationship was much longer. I think the feelings were much deeper. And the breakup was extremely toxic. Like we would go back and forth for months. We would like talk to other people and then go back to each other, like totally toxic. And this second one, I think, was genuinely the opposite of toxic, where it literally was like, we are breaking up and we are never speaking to each other again. And it was kind of much better. So I am going to talk about, I guess, the second breakup a little bit more. But honestly, these rules and this guide kind of go well with both of them. All right. Okay, so without further ado, here are my ways of getting over that boy that looks like the Flushed Away character. If you know what I'm talking about, that TikTok trend, it is so true, and both my ex-boyfriends looked like that character. Jason, do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm literally Googling it right now.
Okay, you have to look up the Flushed Away character, like on TikTok or whatever. Okay, so I am going to start out with the bigger things, and I think like the more just like main topics that I guess I wanted to talk about, or not topics, but main tips that I think like a few months later you really realize after going through all of these steps. Of course, when you first break up with a guy, my tips would be to literally turn off your phone, order your favorite comfort meal, get into bed, watch TV, and just sit and then rot for like a day or two and then put on makeup and go have fun with your friends and things like that. But I want to get into like the little things a little later on in the episode, but I figured we would start with some big topics and some main things that I could think of. All right, the first thing in going through a breakup is kind of switching your mindset and investing in yourself. For example, I think a lot of my guy friends and a lot of my girlfriends, but especially my guy friends, were like, when I was dating this girl, I would think that like I didn't need to go to the gym anymore because I was dating them and I had a girlfriend, and I would wake up and sleep in with her and we would just go to breakfast and like that was how my day started. Instead, taking that time and prioritizing putting time into yourself, it sounds so cliche, but truly, if you take that time that you were spending on someone else and invest it into yourself, for example, the money that you were spending on dinner or on movies, things like that, using that money to go get your nails done, go get your hair cut. I love getting a little trim after a breakup. I just get a little trim because I saw this TikTok once that was like, hair holds energy. And so to even cut like half an inch off of your hair, you feel like kind of a new energy, new person vibes. But I think just like getting back to taking all of that time that you put into someone else and investing it into yourself. So again, sign yourself up for workout classes, go to the gym more, feel your best and try and elevate your own energy, read more, cook more, find new hobbies, things like that, and just like take all of the time. It goes back to my main saying in life, and I know I've talked about this in past episode, which is the fact that the only person that is ever going to be there for yourself your whole life is yourself. And so to really prioritize your own well-being, your own mental health, your own physical health is always the most important. And that really comes through when you go through a breakup. All right, this one is kind of fun, and I think it's really, really important, which is prioritize being around your friends again. You spent a lot of time with this person, and I'm sure you cut off a lot of your friends for this person. I know I talked about this last week, but again, seeing this time as reconnecting with your friends, no one is going to judge you for reaching out again. Usually your friends are just gonna see it as like they're gaining their friend back again, and sure, they'll give you a little shit, but at the end of the day, that's what friends are for, is like helping you get through things. I would have friends over and we would cook dinner and we would make s'mores and we would watch movies. So for me, it was really like doing things that kind of made me feel at home again. Something that was a big thing that also helped me really get through my breakup is knowing that this person is not your person if they treated you this way, period. Again, point blank, your husband is not liking girls' Instagram stories. He's not telling you what kind of nails to get. My ex-boyfriend, fun fact, would like tell me that he didn't like long nails on me. When I first met him, I had gel X and like acrylic long nails, and he told me that he thought that they were disgusting and that he should, how crazy is this? He told me, guys, he pulled the Blair Waldorf card. He said to me that he's like, Blair Waldorf would never get long nails. So I literally, in the moment, I was like, screw you. But I actually like kind of took it to heart, of course, being like a young girl, and started getting short nails. And looking back, my husband would not care what nails that I got. So I think just like really going back to knowing that the person that you're gonna marry is going to treat you honestly perfectly. And if your ex didn't treat you this way, then trust me, the universe is saving you and you will be able to find better. And right now you need to work on yourself. I think like the number one thing that I, again, when I was doing research and like looking back on, is I felt like I had the most amount of growth when I went through breakups, whether that was friendship breakups or boyfriend breakups. I was not doing all of this insightful, soul-searching work and really upping my whole aura, my looks, my mental health, all of it, when I was comfortable. I think like this is a pretty typical thing, but change happens when you are uncomfortable and when you're going through growing pains of growing up. That is when, again, you grow the most. And you're not growing when you're in like a toxic, fine, mediocre relationship. You're growing when you are going through these big things and big changes in your life. And I think like that's a big thing to remind yourself, is you're going to be a better and stronger person. I promise you, it is a guarantee, 100%. Okay. This is something that I've really been thinking about a lot, which is just the fact that like now is the time that you can be so spontaneous in your life. Again, you have no one holding you back. You really only live once, and at some point you're going to have a husband or a wife, hopefully if all goes to plan, and you're going to have responsibilities. And right now is the time that you can literally do whatever you want. And think of it as like a positive thing. That's something that really helped me get through this past breakup. Okay, so those were kind of the bigger things that I needed to explain a bit more. Put the time that you put into someone else and invest it in yourself. Prioritize being around your friends and family again, doing things that make you happy again. Now is the time in your life to be spontaneous as a single person, and know that the person that treated you badly is not your person. All right, now we're going to get into some little things that I've realized, again, from first breakup to second breakup. A lot of these things have to do with social media, so let's go through it. All right, the number one thing that I have learned and talked to with a bunch of people is do not go on a hoe Instagram spree when you go through a breakup. Once you do something for someone else, that is when you give them all the power. And trust me, guys, I'm talking to my girls right now, guys see right through it. I hate even saying the word hoe, because to me, I'm so much of like a girl's girl that I'm like, do whatever you want, like post whatever you want. But again, coming from my own personal experiences and talking to my guy friends, when their ex-girlfriends go on kind of like a going out spree of like, you know, you can always tell when someone's going through a breakup because they went from posting like their normal stuff to then like being out and posting a little bit more revealing outfits. I think again, people see right through it. And it's not about like, if you want to do this and you feel good about it, do it, go for it. It's mostly about the fact that I was talking to a guy about this actually on a date recently, is that once you're posting a picture to get your ex to text you, or once you are posting anything to get someone to do something or get someone else to feel some way, that is when you are giving someone else the power. Like, once you give someone a reaction to the way that they're treating you, that's when you're giving them all the power. When you have this idea of, I'm gonna post this picture and he's gonna see how hot I am now and he's gonna text me, no, 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 no. We are not doing that in the breakup. So wrapping this tip up, before you go and post anything, think about, am I posting this for someone else or am I posting this for myself? And if you're posting it for yourself, go for it, girl. Do whatever you want. If you're posting it for anyone else, delete the post, get out of Instagram, and turn off your phone. Okay, this one kind of goes along with that, but my next tip is to just get off of social media. Mute their stories. Do not check who they're following. Guys, I went through all of this, and every night before bed, I would be refreshing my Instagram to see what girl he followed, what girls are following him, all of it, seeing their stories. Just don't. Just, I'm telling you guys, no contact is number one the way to go, but also not seeing their stories and not seeing what they're up to it truly is the concept of like out of sight, out of mind. When you're not seeing what someone's doing, you forget about them. It's like the homework that you're forgetting about because you don't have it in your reminders list. Like, you're just going to forget about it. And it's the same with your ex-boyfriend. Okay, this one is literally delete their number. My mom hates when I say literally, by the way, but I love the word as a California girl. It's funny because I didn't even think that this was possible until I saw a TikTok of someone saying, when you have an ex-boyfriend, you should literally just delete their number off of your phone because, you know, it's not the olden days. You probably don't have their number memorized. And if you delete their number, you literally cannot get it again without asking them for it, which would just be embarrassing in general. I also really think that you should delete their number because especially when you go out and let's say you're intoxicated at a party, you do not want to call them and spam call them. From my own personal experience, when I went through my past breakup, about a week later, I went out and had fun with my friends and spam called him, and I checked the next morning and I really deeply regretted it. And since then, I have deleted his number, literally have no idea what it is and could not text him if I wanted to. This kind of goes with the deleting, but do not look at old pictures of you guys. This is a very easy way to go down memory lane and to think of the fact that your relationship might have been better than it actually is because you're obviously not going to take pictures when you guys are fighting. So when you go through old pictures and just see like happy memories, it's going to kind of trick your mind into thinking that all of those experiences were good when, girl, you know that you took that picture and an hour later he got mad at you for posting whatever it is you were posting. And you guys got in a fight. So don't look at old pictures. Trust me. Honestly, if you can delete them, that would be great. If you're sentimental like I am and literally can't delete any pictures off of your phone, then just have willpower and don't look. All right, this is my last and final tip. And this has been one of the number one things that has gotten me through any breakup, but also breakups, dates, anything that has to do with dating and guys is watching the show Sex and the City. If you have seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I have this thing where I think that there is an episode for genuinely every single stage of a young person's life. This show teaches you that you can go through anything boy related at the end of the day. And number one, you always have yourself. Number two, you always have your friends and family. And number three, it's just life. And like, I think this show, Sex and the City, is truly a person's guide to living life and just showing that all of these experiences that we go through are so valid and so normal, and we have all gone through it. Like, trust me, I thought that I was special. I really did. I thought that like I was the only person going through a breakup, and then I watched this show and I realized that we all go through all of these things. So if you guys liked this episode, please DM me on Instagram and tell me, and I am happy to make a part two of a breakup guide. But I promise you, you are going to get through it. It is all going to be okay. Every single thing happens for a reason. The universe is protecting you by having you go through all of these things, and see a breakup as an excuse to grow as a person and be the best person that you can possibly be. I really hope that these tips helped you guys in some way. Also, if you guys have any tips about breakups, please DM me at Ellie Zeiler, and I'm happy to share them with the All Be Your Sister family. I love you guys so much. I am here for you. I hope that this helped you. I will see you guys next week. You guys can listen to the All Be Your Sister podcast again on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you guys want to check out my Instagram or TikTok, it's at Ellie Zeiler. I am so grateful that you guys listened to this episode if you made it this far, and I love you so much, and I will talk to you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.